If the sequester kicked in Friday, the hospital industry could lose as much as $11 billion in Medicare payments this year. John Moreau is vice president at iVantage Health Analytics, a company that tracks the financial quality of U.S. hospitals. The company studied what would happen to rural hospitals if the sequester took effect. Here's what they found.
There are about twice as many hospitals that will flip from operating at a profit to operating at a loss in the rural sector than there are in the urban or suburban sector.
When compared to their urban counterparts, rural populations tend to skew older, lower income, and more likely to not have private insurance. That's why rural hospitals are more dependent on safety net programs like Medicare. On average, Medicare reimbursement payments make up to one-third of rural hospitals' revenue. Moreau says for Missouri, cuts to those payments could put up to 481 full-time rural healthcare jobs on the chopping block. MU Health economist Lannis Hicks says surrounding rural communities would feel the effect if these hospital jobs did get cut.
It has a much greater impact indirectly on the rest of the businesses because they're the major employer, you know.
KBIA contacted several rural Missouri hospitals for this story to see how they're planning for the sequester. None have responded with specifics yet. Hicks says that's probably because they don't have a plan.
I just don't think most decision makers really know how to handle this kind of a budget cut. I mean, you know, it'd be one thing if we could say, well, we can easily do that, or we can, you know, it's going to hurt, but we can cut here, we can cut here. They're running lean.
In general, rural hospitals don't have as much reserve cash as urban hospitals. Washington University's Timothy McBride has done research with rural hospitals for 20 years now.
When a rural hospital takes a $1 million cut, they probably don't have that kind of money sitting around. Like, we were visiting a hospital recently, and they said they had 60 days worth of cash sitting around.
The sequestration cuts would add to the cuts to Medicare that are already included in the Affordable Care Act and set to kick in by 2014. Hadam Helmi, KBIA News.